This is Bess Gorelitz and Marcy Schwartz interviewing Saul Rubin, our second interview, August 19th, 1998, for National Council of Jewish Women. Saul, we know that we heard all about your business activities in our last interview, and now we'd like to know something about yourself and things you've done in Pittsburgh. We know you've taken an active role in the Jewish community and in the community of Pittsburgh, and we'd like to hear something about it. How did you get involved with volunteerism, and who introduced you to doing things? Do you remember?
Well, it all started with the Zionist Organization of America. Hi Kimmel, who was the executive director at that time, he became a very good friend, and as a result of his acquaintance, he introduced me to various projects of not only the Zionist organization, but many other organizations in the city. And that was the beginning. And this goes on for approximately 35 years.
How did you meet Hi Kimmel? Do you remember?
I met Hi Kimmel when I enrolled as a member of ZOA.
And I know.
I became at that time a life member. Mm-hmm. And we became very close friends.
And what kind of offices did you hold in ZOA?
And well, I became a national board member, and later on became president, tri-state president of ZOA. For several years, I traveled southwestern Pennsylvania and other cities close to Pittsburgh, within a radius of 100 miles, who was part of our chapter. During those years, I was instrumental in raising a lot of members, a lot of money, and enrolled at least 100 new members at that time. That was, I would say, 1977.
And you traveled with Hi to these various communities.
Yes, I did.
And organizing groups and speaking to groups, mm-hmm, of ZOA.
Yes. Yes.
And I'd like to know, how did you become also involved at that point with Israel Bonds?
I became involved with Israel Bonds a few years earlier than 1977, and became a member of a board member. And that was another organization that I was involved with, and I was instrumental in selling a lot of bonds. I was honored several times. I was honored with the for my many years being associated with Israel Bonds, I was awarded the Israel Service Award. At that time, we had one of the largest turnouts, over 950 people at that dinner, and we sold a tremendous amount of Israel Bonds. I can't remember the exact total, but I know it was a very satisfactory figure. Also, our main speaker is Bob Even was our main speaker, and it was a very successful evening.
And have you done anything else with the Zionist causes lately?
The Zionist organization was a very fine organization and still is a very important organization in the United States. Unfortunately, the Pittsburgh chapter seceded from the national chapter because of our differences with the national president. As a result of that, we started the B'nai Zion, and to this present day, we have from within 2 years, we have a membership of over 350, which is a very satisfactory number. And this organization does a tremendous amount of work for Israel. Their projects are the B'nai Zion Hospital, which they founded, and which our chapter makes contributions to it. They support the Quitman Center, which is a center for retarded children. Quitman, Quitman. Also, our president, Alan Hevesi, H-E-V-E-S-I, presently is the controller of the city of New York, an elected official, and has been very instrumental in the organization. He has introduced many new people to the national organization, and he is foundation chairman, and has started many extraordinary projects of B'nai Zion. We're very happy with this new organization. We received a lot of cooperation from national office, and we can only expect wonderful things in the future from our association with this new organization.
Well, I'm glad that you're so interested and active in the B'nai Zion. So I know you've been to Israel. How many times you've been to Israel, and what has been your impressions of Israel?
Well, every time I go to Israel, I see the unusual
Growth?
Growth. The usual growth. And additional cities and areas that are newly developed due to, largely to the Israel bonds. And the new roads have opened up many new cities and areas in the state of Israel.
Have you ever gone
to Israel's off? Economy has improved tenfold, especially in the last 15 years. Today we're very proud to say that Israel is one of the strongest states, most revered state in the Middle East.
Have you gone on any missions to Israel, either from ZOA or from State of Israel bonds? Conventions?
Yes,
and
I went on about 10 years ago. I went on a mission from Israel bonds, from Israel, from United Jewish Federation, and we spent 10 days there. That was a very interesting 10 days, and I'd say that we were able to see points of interest that normally we never would be able to see, and we had a very interesting trip.
Good. Have you played any role with United Jewish Federation in the city of Pittsburgh? Any active roles?
My activity with the United Jewish Federation is being a board member of UJF, and I've volunteered for the UJF for a period of 20 years, and this is the extent of my association with UJF.
What about Jewish National Fund? I've known, I've seen you at Jewish National Fund.
Well, Jewish National Fund, I was a board member, and became very much involved in the solicitation of members, membership, and it's been a very successful association.
Well, I've also known that you have been active at the Jewish Home for the Aged, which is now the Weinberg establishment.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get involved with the home? Do you remember?
I was asked to be. Asked to be a board member, and that was my. That was my beginning, my association with the Jewish Home, and this went on for approximately 30 years, and eventually becoming president of the. The Jewish Home and Hospital, which is now Riverview Center for Jewish Seniors. Yes, I had a very successful 2 years. My presidency was marked at the time we were putting up a new building, an annex, and raising money was a prime factor at those 2 years. During those 2 years, I devoted a minimum of 3 or 4 days a week to this project.
And
raise this money that we needed so badly, I made it my business to contact every family who had a loved one, a parent or a relative. At that time, 65 to 70% of our income came only from Social Security checks. Families were not contributing any money whatsoever. In order to raise many thousands of dollars, it is necessary, as I said before, to contact every family. I started with A and ended it with Z. It took me 1 year to accomplish this. And I'm very happy to say I raised over $750,000 by myself. Many years later, families were still contributing to this, contributing to their family members. And it was, as I said, it was a very successful presidency.
Have you been involved at all in the New Weinberg?
No, not at all. Not in New Weinberg. No, I was involved with the Riverview Towers,
yes,
which is assisted living for elderly seniors, and I was on the board there for several years.
Well, that's, I remember your activities with the home, and that was very complimentary on you, to you on your interests of those activities. I see on your list that you have, that you are a trustee from the Family Assistance Fund. Could you tell us something about what this Family Assistance Fund is?
The Jewish Family Assistance Fund is a contributory organization to people who are in need for food, living, clothing, and medical problems. This fund was originally started by Herman Lipsitz. After a few years, he asked me to become a trustee, and I became very interested in this fund, which I contribute my time every week and interview people for their needs. This is a very unusual fund, and I doubt very much if anything like this exists anywhere else in the United States. We never ask for the return of this money. They never sign any notes or payments of obligation. People are very grateful. We reach out to hundreds of people a year. Many times for organ transplants. People have medical problems. Students are in need of money to go to school, universities. People who need emergencies to pay their rent, their subsidies, and it has been a godsend to hundreds of people in the past 8 years that this fund has been in existence. President is Dr. Leif Kessler, who I selected personally as the president of this organization. Dr. Kessler has been a tremendous help to the organization, has raised thousands of dollars, and continues to do so.
What other? I know you've had other activities too. I remember you going to, when Ethel and I were working together, you used to go to the hearing and speech and hearing of Pittsburgh.
Yes, I was the vice president of the Pittsburgh Hearing and Speech Center. They were located downtown, and I was asked by vice president of the Pittsburgh National Bank at the time I retired, who was at that time a customer of mine, and he said, now that you're retired, would you do some volunteer work? I said, well, I'll think about it. And he asked me to become a member of the Pittsburgh Hearing and Speech Center, which I stayed for 20 years. Also, a very unusual incident happened during my presidency, during my association. At that time, we were located in the Park Building at 5th and Smithfield. And we had hard financial times. It was a nonprofit organization supported by United Way, as well as contributions from the public. We had to move because our rent was much more than we can afford to pay. And we were moving to a location on Upper Fifth Avenue. The owner of the building, knowing that I was in business next door, but we owed them at that time $15,000 in rent. He said, you're not moving out of here unless Saul Rubin signs the note. Well, make a long story short, I did sign the note. And finally, we were able to move, and eventually I was paid back. And I had a wonderful association with the Pittsburgh Hearing and Speech Center. It's a wonderful organization. Today, we own our own building on Upper Fifth Avenue. And it was an excellent investment. Today, the organization is in very good shape financially. Good. Very good ending.
And I think I noticed on your slip you said something about the transit.
Yes, I'm a member of the advisory board to the Port Authority of Allegheny County. And this has to do with the Pittsburgh Downtown Business Partnership, also, which is part of the same organization. We have monthly meetings, and our primary object is to get the buses moving in areas where the least amount of time to get from one destination to another with the most amount of people. And this is an ongoing problem. But finally, we are making a tremendous amount of headways now, especially with downtown being renovated with a new Lazarus store and with many other new retail establishments coming in. It's been a very interesting part of my association with the Port Authority.
Any other volunteer experience that you want to talk to us about today? I think glancing at your sheet, we've covered.
Oh, Todd is vice president of the Community Day School and the Jewish Educational Institute for over 35 years. And
that's the Hebrew Institute, correct?
Yes, it's the Hebrew Institute.
It's all Hebrews.
And that was also a very interesting association with Dr. Saul Abrams. At the time I became a member of the Community Day School, also money was very, very in short. We had money problems at that time. And after all these years, we finally came out on top. We sold our building to the United Jewish Federation acquired it, and later the yeshiva acquired the building. But it was a long association, and we had many dark days there. Teachers had to be paid, funds were very low, but we finally overcame our problems.
I know you have a very active social life too, that you have many friends, and if you have anything you'd like to tell us about your social activities.
My social activities are my association with the Rosh Hashanah Temple. We've been a member there for 35 years. Very active member of the temple. I attend services every Saturday there. And involved with all their projects and their various money-raising projects. That's, as far as our social membership is, our social associations with people are, we have a close group of friends. And this is the extent of our social activity.
Do you and Ethel take vacations? And if so, where are your vacations usually?
Until 4 years ago, we vacationed in Florida, in Sarasota. The past 4 years, Ethel has had a medical problem. Haven't been able to continue our trips as we have in the past, but we hope to resume these trips now that she's feeling better, and we hope to resume our trips to Florida very shortly again.
Have you taken any political activities in any campaigns? Have you sponsored, helped any politicians with any kind of aid or?
Well, I respond monetarily to various candidates for U.S. Senator, Senator Specter, Congressman Coyne. And they have been very good to the Jewish community, and we have responded accordingly. Locally, Bob O'Connor. Responded to him as well, and to other local candidates, but I'm not actively involved politically whatsoever.
During your professional life or your business life, as well as any volunteerism, have you noticed any anti-Semitism in your dealings?
to my knowledge, anti-Semitism has never been a problem in any of the organizations that I've been associated with. And I'm very happy to say that, because my association with these non-Jewish organizations, and there are many people involved, and I have never noticed any anti-Semitism or any racial differences.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about in your...
I don't think there's anything else to talk about this.
Just one other thing. You said you came from Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Can you compare your the city of Columbus to the city of Pittsburgh, where you've spent so much of your time?
Well, being in Pittsburgh is a much larger city. And